Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and love you, Lord, this morning. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. We say, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, the power and the glory. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. And thou art exalted as head above all. We say, honor, riches, and everything comes from you, Lord. The reigns over all. It's in your hand. Hallelujah. To give power, to give strength to all. Now, therefore, O Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name today. And we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Glory to God. Let your name also only be exalted this morning and receive all the glory in the message of the Lord as you bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want to give this short exhortation on the declaration of faith. It's in speaking the word of God. The declaration of faith is in speaking the word only. So, we talked about this in various aspects in the past and even recently. But we can't, you know, you can't exhaust this question about this issue about declaration of faith. You can't exhaust it. Because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. And faith is that evidence that we got what we are believing God for. So, let's look at how the declaration of faith works. You know, you might say the declaration of faith speaketh on this wise. I mean, that's another way that you can title this message. We're going to see how the declaration of faith works. What is the declaration of faith, really, actually? Let's start there. What is the declaration of faith? Well, when we are faced with different situations, right, of life, various things that come up against us from time to time, tribulations, perils, and distress, even at times, various things. Well, what then do we do? You know, that's where the subject of declaration of faith comes in. Praise the Lord. So here is one writing that Paul gave in describing all the things that we might face from time to time. So let's read Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read, you know, from, you know, verse 35 or something. Maybe let me even start it from verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Well, who then or what then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or the peril, or the sword? Well, he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, here is an answer of faith. And a declaration of faith that this man put out in the face of all these things that he listed. He said, I am persuaded. That's right. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things that are even yet to come, doesn't matter. Nor height, nor depth, whether I'm up or I'm down, doesn't matter. Nor any other creature, nor any other happening, nor any other event, nor any other thing that be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that is a declaration of faith. Because that's a posture that he's going to take no matter what, no matter any of these things. He's persuaded. Now, the question is, are you also persuaded like Paul? And this is Paul's testimony. You know, is it your testimony also that you are persuaded that none of these things can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? So that's one way of, that's one person's declaration of faith, which is also the answer of faith. You know, how do you answer situations? In other words, how do you respond? What is your reaction to these situations? Well, I call it, you know, the answer of faith, the positive declaration of faith in the face of all these things that we may face from time to time. Let's look at a few more folks, how they responded and what is their declaration of faith. Let's look at the psalmist David, what he said, you know, when no matter what he was going through, that's what he said. This is his declaration of faith, or his answer of faith to situations. The Lord is my light, he said, Psalm 27, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In other words, I'm not going to be troubled by any of these situations. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Well, let's look at some more powerful declarations that he gave. He said, well, though an host should encamp against me. Now you see all manner of trouble. It could be host in chariots and horses. It could be also a host of problems or challenges. Whatever it is, he said, well, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise up against me, sometimes fightings within, wars without, sometimes wars within and fightings without, whatever. He said, no matter what, in this will I be confident. Now that is an answer of faith. That is a declaration of faith. You know, that was in his own posture. He said, look, the Lord in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and shall set me up upon a rock. Furthermore, he said, now shall my head be lifted up. So he's not going to, you know, keep his head bowed down in bulrushes and ashes and all these things and sackcloth. No. My head shall be lifted up above my enemies, he declares. You know, even above my enemies round about me. And this is his determination. Therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord in the face of whatever is going on. I will sing praises to the Lord. Now that is an answer of faith. That is a declaration of faith. Now, as we know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1, the evidence of something that you've not yet seen is faith. If you spell out faith as an acronym, F-A-I-T-H, my favorite acronym for faith would be fully and intentionally trusting Him. So, you know, that's F-A-I-T-H. We spell it out as an acronym. But you got to be fully and intentionally trusting Him all the time. He's able to not only to bring you out of that miry clay, He's going to set your foot on a rock and going to put a song of victory in your mouth. And people will see it. They will know what the Lord has done. Now that is somebody's declaration of faith. Well, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Here, another way that Paul puts out his declaration of faith. You know, he says, well, whatever I'm suffering, I suffer them with joy. I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Now that is another declaration of faith. I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded. See, again, this is his persuasion. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He's persuaded. Are you persuaded that God's able to keep whatever you commit into his hands? Well, commit your life into his hands. Commit your children into his hands. Don't be afraid. And don't be amazed by any great amazement. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so these are various declarations of faith and the answer of faith. Well, let's look at a few more cases where people were facing dire situations and how they declared their faith even in the face of it. Even in the face of death and the penalty of death. In Daniel chapter 3 verses 14 to 18, these young men, you know, they got given one last chance. If we play the music now and you bow to my image, which I have set up, then all is good. But if you don't, we're going to cast you into the fire. So, they had a choice. Yeah. Either bow down, worship some image, or use your declaration of faith. In this case, they said, well, we are not even careful to answer you in this matter. It's not something that we have to go and think about, you know, debate how we're going to answer. Our answer will be the same. You ask us 100 times. We will not bow. They will not give in to any pressure, any threat of the government, even at the penalty of death. They would not give in. And that was an answer of faith. And they said, well, our God, whom we serve, that's right, you know, he is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us. But even if he doesn't, this young man was sold out. Number one, they knew that God was able to deliver them. And I often say that that is non-negotiable. You must be persuaded that God's able to do the thing that you are believing him for. He's able to deliver you in that situation that you are in, or from that situation that you are in. Whatever it is, he's able to do it. That is non-negotiable. That's the number one thing. Number two, you must also embrace it that he's actually going to do it. Not only is he able to do it, but he is going to do it. Praise God. So that was their posture. That was their declaration of faith. A God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But then they went on to say, and this is sold out for the Lord. This is a posture of completely being sold out. Now, even if God chooses not to, we know He can and we know He will, but for whatever reason, if He chooses not to, not because He can't, but if for whatever reason He chooses not to, we still will not bow. That is an answer of faith. Now, of course, you know the rest of the story. The man, the king, was furious for this kind of defiant faith. I was thrown in his face. You can crank up the fire seven times or even more times. It's not going to make any difference to our answer. Our answer remains the same. We will not bow. And we will not succumb. Glory to God. Now that is an answer of faith. And that's a declaration of faith. Well, you know, did we not talk about this story just yesterday or, I don't know, the other day? The woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, that is 18 to 26, how she said, "It is well," even when her son was dead. Well, that is an answer of faith. That is also a declaration of faith. Her son was dead. But yes, she said, "It is well." Praise God. You know, how can you say it is well when your son lies dead and lifeless? How can you say that? Well, that is an answer of faith. You know, somebody says, you know, money answers all things. I say, no, not for me. I'm not a thing. But my faith answers all things. That's me. You know, I use my faith in every situation. That's it. And my faith can answer everything. In fact, here's another declaration of faith from Paul. There were times when things were overwhelming. Well, he said, you know, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Philippians 4 and 13. "Whether I am full, I'm good. Whether I am empty, I'm good. I know how to be full and abound. That's all good. I know how to suffer want and have nothing. That's all good. In everything and in every situation, it doesn't matter. You know, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, these are various declarations of faith and answer of faith. In all these situations, glory to God. And we've also talked about the story of David in 1 Samuel 17 from like verses 37 through about 46 against Goliath, which everybody said, "You can't do it. We can't do it. Nobody can. Look at all, you know, the fame of this man that has preceded him. How he has destroyed nations and done all these things. No one can fight with him." Well, what was this young man's answer of faith? Or his declaration of faith? "My God who delivered," that's right, "me out of the paw of the lion and out of the hand of the bear." You know, that bear tried to put him in a bear hug. You know, and that lion, you know, my goodness, he went up a, you know, hand-to-hand combat with those things. And he came out as a, you know, as a victor, came out victorious. And he said, well, you know, that was his answer of faith. And he faced another situation which even the trained military people cowering in the corners, they couldn't do it. He said, "My God, who did that and that, will do this." Now that is an answer of faith. That is a declaration of faith. But let's look at another man's answer of faith. In the book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8, this man, he says, look, there may be times that you may cheap shot me and knock me off my balance and knock me down. But what is my answer? I'm not going to stay down for the count. There may be times even it looks as if, you know, the devil is a gloater. Who come and gloat. You see, I tell you what, you see, I told you so. You know, you, God doesn't love you. Look at your situation. He's not even answering you. I mean, you've been praying. How long you been praying now? You know, he doesn't love you. He's not even answering you. Well, that those are moments when you sit in darkness. When it appears as if the voice of God is nowhere to be heard. Well, when you are in the light, you know, Holy Spirit is speaking, you are hearing. And then there are times when you are not hearing anything. You pray, nothing. Like the heavens are brass. It's called sitting in darkness, but you won't be long. You know, that this man's posture of faith was, well, you know, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Well, who's your enemy? That devil. Devil that's whispering those things in your ears, saying, well, see, you're going to rot in this situation. God's not coming to your rescue. Well, he said, when I fall, I shall arise. When you cheap shot me, I'm going to get up. I will not stay down for the count. That was his declaration of faith and his answer of faith to the situation. When I sit in darkness, it's not going to last long. Though sorrow may endure for a night, joy is coming in the morning. This period of darkness where it seems as if I'm not hearing from God. So what? The Lord is still coming to be a light unto me. So this was a declaration of faith. Powerful, powerful stuff. Let's look at Habakkuk. His own declaration. I mean, in the face of bankruptcy, might have been someone that raised cattle. You know, they did a lot of those in those days. In our days, you are an entrepreneur, you are in business, you are doing this, you are working, you know, you are not getting promotion. I mean, you are in business, it's not working, things are just all over the place, that upside down. This man, his posture and his answer of faith and his declaration of faith in this situation, let's read it in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, although there shall be no fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail. I mean, we've toiled, we've tilled the ground, we've, you know, done all these things and so forth, pruned the thing and so forth, but yields no harvest. Year after year, the fields yield no meat, the flocks are cut off from the fold, there is no herd in the stalls, and all of these things, like bankruptcy, everything gone. Well, what is his answer of faith? What did he say he's going to do? He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Nothing can take my joy in the Lord. I don't care if there's no money in the bank. I don't care. This is what this man was saying. I don't care if, you know, all of my investments went down the drain. Everything, you know, nothing, you know, to show for it. Well, yet I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength. Now that is a declaration of faith. When you are weak, you say, the Lord God is my strength. Does not the scripture say, let the weak say, I am strong? Glory to God. And the Lord will make my feet like hind's feet. Hallelujah. He will make me to walk upon my high places yet. May not look like that now, but this is my declaration of faith. He will make me to walk upon my high places. I'm not going to stay down the doldrums here. God is coming, and he's going to save the day. Praise the Lord. And there are many situations we face. Sickness, diagnosis of ill health, trials, afflictions, it could be financial difficulties, it could be problems on the job, problems at home, problems outside. I mean, everything, all hell breaking loose, things not going the way that we were hoping and praying for. Whatever the situation, whatever it may be, praise the Lord, a devil run away. That's a song we used to sing like that. What will be your declaration? Well, let's see. Paul, he had many such declarations of faith. Let's see another one. In the book of Acts, chapter 27, there's a story there. In verses 10 to 25. I'm not going to read all of the story, but they were facing shipwreck. Now, Paul was prisoner at that time. And he was in that boat or ship with others. And he told them, we shouldn't set out yet because there's coming a storm that will put our lives in jeopardy. Let's wait. But they didn't listen to him. He was just a prisoner. So who's going to listen to him? So they embarked on the journey anyway. And then everything that Paul said began to happen. And the storms came, slammed against the boat, up and down, tore the thing up, water came in everywhere, and their lives were in jeopardy. They were about to drown, every one of them. They're scrambling. And what was Paul's answer of faith or declaration of faith in the face of all of that? What did he say? Well, let's find out together. First of all, he told them, well, you all should have listened to me. You didn't. But nevertheless, there shall be no loss of life. For the sirs, he said, I believe God. That was his answer of faith. Sirs, I believe God. That God is able to pull us out of this thing. And he said, moreover, angel of the Lord stood by me in the night and told me there shall be no life lost. However, you got to stay in the ship. If you jump ship, don't jump ship now. If you jump ship, you're not going to make it. But he said, sirs, I believe God. And that was his testimony. I was his answer of faith. That was his declaration in the midst of all that. What about some promises that we can use to help ourselves when we are going through? I'll give you some of those promises in a bit, but let us look at someone else's one or two more declarations of faith. There is this story of the children of Israel, Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. The spies that went out to spy out the land. There were several, 12 of them, one from each tribe. Joshua and Caleb being part of them. And when these people, of course, you know their story, the remaining 10 came back with all kinds of discouraging reports. Although the land is bearing good fruit, they said, nevertheless, we saw the giants there and the sons of, Anak and so forth. They are, huge. We ourselves look like grasshoppers. The land is swallowing up its people. We can't go up against these people. We can't do it. They will finish us off. Well, that was their own report. Howbeit, Joshua and Caleb, what was their answer in the face of this situation that looked like they could not overcome. 10 of them said, we cannot do it. We will be destroyed. These people will finish us off. They are huge and we are small. We are nothing in our own eyes. We look like grasshoppers compared to these people. They are trained, they are military. You know, we can't do it. They forgot the promise of God to give them the place. But two men stood and said, we are able. That's right. What was their own answer? Well, their answer was, we are able. And let us go up at once. Because we are able to go up and take this place. Because their defense is departed from us, from them. The Lord is with us, and we will have them for lunch. Their bread for us. you know, and he said, look, the land is good. And the Lord will bring us into it. And you guys should not rebel against the Lord. And so on and so forth. We are able. Don't fear the people. They are bred for us. Their defense is departed. The Lord is with us. And let's go up at once and take the place. We can do it. Now that was their answer against a situation that was seemingly, you know, insurmountable. Can't do it. Others said. But they said, yeah, we can. Now that was their own declaration of faith. That was their answer of faith. Let's see how the Lord even gives us some promises that assure us of victory no matter what you are going through. And you can use those promises. Remember, this lesson is the declaration of faith, the answer of faith by speaking the word. Okay, so we've shown some people's testimonies. Well, let's now see how you can use the word now. Anyone that's been in this room for any amount of time, you know that that's our posture. So you must use the word of God. Find the scriptures first before you begin to say anything. It was even discussed in the room yesterday. All right, so here is one promise when you are going through. People always say, I'm going through. Well, yeah, you're going through. I also respond and say, well, that means you're coming out on the other side because you said, I'm going through. Well, if you are going through, well, let's see some promises of when you are going through. Not you are going into, but you are going through. The psalmist himself said it, though I walk through the shadow, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, because going through means you are coming out on the other side. You know, now, he never said, though I walk into the valley of the shadow. That's a dead end if you walk into it. But by faith, he said, though I walk through, because he knows, coming out on the other side. Now, everybody says, I'm going through. Well, so by your own declaration, you're already saying that you're coming out on the other side. Well, let's see some promises that help with that, you know, so that you know that what you are saying is actually based on what God already said. You know, that's what we've been teaching. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 say, when thou passest through the waters. Now, it didn't say, you know, when you enter into the waters. Now, if you enter into the waters, nobody knows whether you're coming out or not. That's not what he said. So when you pass through, passing through already implies that you are coming out on the other side. Now, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Amen. And when you pass through the rivers, now always notice the word through in these cases. When you pass through the rivers, that also means you're coming out on the other side. They shall not overflow thee. Now, that's a promise. Hallelujah. Now, when thou walkest through the fire. Never in any of these cases did he say when you walk into the fire or when you walk into the waters or when you walk into the rivers. Never said that. It's when you pass through. Because he's already on the other side with you by faith. And he knows you are coming out on the other side. He knows you are going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Because he's with you. He said, I will be with you. Glory to God. You know, you will not be overflown by the rivers. You will not be burnt by the fire. Even the flame will not kindle upon you. Glory to God. Now, that's a promise of when you are going through. You know, you can look for other promises for whatever situation that you are facing. Now, let's talk about illnesses and diseases and diagnoses of different kinds, because this is something that people face every day today. I mean, many families are facing situations like this. The same thing. What will be your answer and your response? I mean, what did God have to say, or what does God have to say about this situation? And so, we do the same exercise, the same thing. It doesn't matter whether it's for healing or situation or distress that you're going through. The same, I mean, sickness, this is also, you're passing through it. It can't last forever. But to strengthen yourself through it, you find the scriptures. And you declare your faith by speaking the word of God only. And there are many, many, many promises regarding that. The Lord said, well, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, there's some conditions though in this case, and you do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. If you do all these four things, then I will put none of these sicknesses or diseases upon thee, Exodus 15 and 26, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, healeth there is present continuous. Anytime, anytime, any day, twice on Sunday, even as people say, anytime, any day, anyhow, anywhere. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And you remember that. And you use it, you know. And I call this declaration of faith. When you're using the word of God to respond to situation that you are facing, you can also call it prophetic prayers, you know, because now you use the word of God, you know, to speak to that situation. So that prayer becomes prophetic because God already said it. And if God said it, it's going to happen, you know. So you can pray prophetic prayers at any time. You can make declarations of faith at any time. You can answer, you can give an answer of faith to any situation at any time based on the word of God. And you must do it too. You can't just let situation be, you know, and then just wait and see. No, you speak the word of God in advance. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And I've often said it, in order for the word of your testimony to be a weapon, because that's how they overcame the devil, in order for it to be a weapon, you got to use it in advance or during. You know, it's either you use it in advance or you use it during the fight. That's when it's a weapon. It's not a weapon when the thing is already over. You know, the fight is over. How can it then be a weapon? You know, so, man, that's what all of us do. We wait until the situation is over. In fact, some people say, well, I'll give the full testimony later. Give the full testimony now. What are you waiting for to give the full testimony later? Use your testimony as a weapon against the devil, even while you are going through. Even before you see the victory. We've seen the story of Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20, how he used his praise even before they got the victory, because he heard the word of promise that said, tomorrow the Lord would do this thing. and you will not even need to fight. You know, all you got to do is trust the Lord. And say, wow, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to worship. So he began to worship, began to get people to praise the Lord, began to find people that knew how to praise the Lord. And he arranged the army in such a way, put the people that are skilled in fighting in the back, and put the people that are skilled in praising the beauty of holiness in the front. See, that's how you do it. You give your praises and give your testimony even before you see the victory. If you wait till you give victory, that's good to still give testimony at the end, but you did not use your testimony as a weapon. You didn't. It's available to you as a weapon, but you didn't use it because you are holding on to it till the end, and then when everything is cool, then I will testify. Well, that's good that you testify at the end to still give God glory, but you can use that testimony as a weapon. Give that testimony before. Give that testimony during. Don't only give it at the end. That's your declaration of faith. When you are going through, you say, well, I'm going through right now, but I know I'm coming out on the other side. That's it. Yeah, you know. You don't say, well, you know, when I get to the other side, I'll come back and testify. Which is what most people do. When I get to the other side, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give testimony. That's great. But you can also use your declaration of faith, even while you are still going through, as a weapon to strengthen you and get you through it. And that's what I'm talking about today. Use the testimony of the Lord. Well, Bible says the testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise is simple. It's actually the testimony of the Lord in your mouth. That's what David did. Testimony of the Lord. The Lord who saved me out of the hand of the lion. I mean, the paw of the lion, the hand of the bear. That's the testimony of the Lord. It's the Lord that did it. You know, so it's the testimony of the Lord. Well, he will do it again. So you use the testimony of the Lord. The Lord said in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest. There are so many diseases in the land today. You know about them, but you only know about them afar off. Must not come near you. If he does, come against it with the word of the Lord. You know, the Lord said, I'm not going to let it be. But sometimes the devil will challenge that, and when our faith is weak, you know, some things might get in there, but the Lord will continue to heal you. The Lord already knows that we will face situations that need healing. That's why I say, I'm the Lord that healeth you, present, continuous, no matter what. Psalm 103, you know, forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, whenever anything comes up, the Lord heals it. Praise God. You know, ideally, we should walk in divine health, not have to deal with any of these things. But, doesn't matter. You know, the Lord will heal you, and it will be as if you never had it. You know, because the Lord said, I'll heal you. Praise God. You know, so, use the word of God to strengthen yourself. There are many promises. And relating to sicknesses and diseases and healings from the Lord. So many of them. I don't want to spend the whole time going through all of them, but you know all the scriptures that we've gone through many times. Now here's a good one. Here's a declaration of faith. It's a good one that you should use from time to time. You know, in the book of Isaiah, you know, here's a good one in chapter 33 and verse 24. The inhabitants of the kingdom shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell in the land shall be forgiven their iniquity. Healing and forgiveness always seem to go together. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Even James said, you know, the prayer of faith shall save him, and if he has forgiven, done anything, the Lord will forgive him. It's not that these things always go together. Well, you know, the inhabitants will not be saying with their mouth, I'm sick. Well, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am wealthy. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? That though he was rich, owner and possessor of heaven and earth and everything else that there is, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. You know, a sister corrected herself the other day. She said, well, I said, you know, somebody is not rich. She corrected herself and said, well, we are rich in Christ. Well, absolutely. Never say otherwise than what the scripture says. You know, we are rich. We are wealthy because my Father owns everything. And he's the King of Kings. If I'm his child, I mean, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. You know, he has given us all things richly to enjoy. I mean, so we have these scriptures, you know, to, you know, and when sicknesses, diseases, and you're facing those things, well, use the word of God. Use the word of God every time, you know, to believe the Lord for the situation, for the victory over the situation that you are in. Praise the Lord. I mean, I can go on and on about this because, you know, there's just so much to be said because of all this stuff that we face. But the point that I'm trying to make today is it's in your hands. What you're going to do? See, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? And you don't need to wait till you see everything at the end. Well, let's see how, you know, this man Isaiah, this is my favorite scripture actually on declaration of faith. And you know, a couple years or two or three years ago when in the early stages of this room, I gave this scripture as a memory verse that it ought to be your declaration of faith, Isaiah 50 and verse 7. But before I read Isaiah 50 and verse 7, I will read something the Lord said to Isaiah before that, that made him to make this declaration. So this is how it works. God already said something to you in the scriptures or by the prophetic word or whatever. But, you know, the prophetic word, the Bible is full of all of them. You find what God already said. God might even speak to you through somebody, you know, and I'll give you an example in a minute. But Isaiah 41 and verse 10, this is what the Lord said to Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. The right hand of my righteous. The Lord told him this. And he said, okay, well. And the Lord also told him, for I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand. Saying, fear not, I will help thee. You know, he told him that also in verse 13. Okay, now this is chapter 41. Well, let's go to chapter 50. Based on what the Lord already said. See, this is the secret. It's got to be based on what God already said. The faith must be based on the word of God in order to be valid. Now, God already said it, so now he's going to make a declaration of faith based on what God already told him. Here's what he said in verse 7 of Isaiah 50. For the Lord God will help me. Remember, in Isaiah 41:10, the Lord said, I will help thee. Now, so he's now going to use that and come out and say, the Lord God will help me. Because the Lord said he will help me. See, so that's how you use your declaration of faith. You find what God already said. And you repeat it exactly like he said it. Don't try to figure it out and, you know, reason it and so forth. The voice of reason is very deadly. Ah, but I'm too old. My husband is too old. I am too old. How shall I have pleasure again? That's what Sarah was thinking. It's a voice of reason. Don't worry about that. Once the word of God comes, you believe it. You know, the word of God says, I will help you. So Isaiah came out and said, well, the Lord God will help me. Therefore, because he will help me, I will not be confounded. Now, and also because he will help me, I'm going to put my game face on. That's right. That's what setting my face as a flint means. Well, I'm ready to face any situation because the Lord God said, I will help thee and I will uphold thee by my right hand. So, based on what God already said, this man comes out and say, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Praise God. That's a powerful, in fact, the declaration of faith that I want you to latch onto today. Because God already said it, therefore you say it. That's it. You know? Now, you say it because of what you believe. You believe God said it? Well, then you also say the same thing. Now, you can't say it and be expecting it to come to pass, you know, if God has not said it. I mean, we've taught this multiple times. It was even quoted in this room today. I mean, not today, yesterday. You know, Lamentation 3:37. Who is it that can say anything and it'll come to pass when the Lord hasn't commanded it? You know, so that means first you see what God has commanded, then you say what he has said. That's how you get it to come to pass. And you keep saying what he has said. Not what your mind is thinking. You know, not what your reasoning is telling you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, he says, look, because we believe, therefore we also speak. Now, well, unless you don't believe what God said, but if you believe it, well then, speak it by faith. Praise God. What is it that God has said? Well, that's where you must do your homework. Do some research. Find what God has said. Okay. Well, as it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Well, you know, you can also say the same thing for yourself. You know that, well, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. I believe the word of God, you know, that he has spoken, therefore I repeat it. You know, and I stand in that word. In his word will I praise him, the psalmist said. Use that word to praise him, use that word to pray, use that word to speak to situations. Speaking to situations with the word of God is so powerful. Now, this scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:13 is based on Psalm 116 and verse 10. I believed, therefore I have spoken. So why don't you speak when you believe? If you are not speaking what the word of God says, the Bible says, well, there's no light in that thing. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20 says, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Well, are you a child of light? Is there light in you? Well, you better speak according to this word then. It also means if anybody else, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, I don't care, even an angel, if they do not speak according to this word, there's no light in them. Get away from it. For our God is light. 1 John 1:5. And in him is no darkness at all. So get away from anything that is not light. And any suggestion that comes to your mind that is not according to wholesome words that God already said in the scriptures, there's no light in it. So get away from it. Don't even say it. Don't even repeat it. Praise God. But instead, you repeat the word of God. Huh? Praise God. Let me tell you a story, you know, in the Bible. There was a man, you know, called Gideon. When God was calling, you know, he didn't know the Lord. I mean, he knew the Lord, but he wasn't sure of himself. And he kept thinking, well, I don't know. The Lord told him, he said, well, you are a man of power and faith. The angel told him, and he said, well, I don't know. You know, so he tried one thing or the other and said, well, indeed the Lord said that, well, let this, I'm going to put a little fleece here on the ground. So, you know, let it be, you know, be wet and the ground be dry. The Lord did it. So he looked at it and said, well, okay, I don't know. Maybe this thing soaked up all the water from the ground. Okay, let's turn it around. Let's ask for something impossible. You know, let all the ground around it be soaking wet. And then let this thing, in the midst of the soaking wet, be dry. And then the Lord did it. And then finally, I mean, the Lord was patient with it. And so finally he said, well, okay. You know, then one day, you know, he was still not sure. So the Lord is going to use somebody to speak to him, to help him along. You know, so there's a story in Judges chapter 7. Yeah. So one day the Lord would tell him, give him some words of assurance through somebody else. So he went somewhere. And he saw two men speaking. And he was kind of hiding, so you might say, eavesdropping. So one person said to his fella, this is Judges chapter 7, verse 13. You know, one man told his fellow a dream. He said, well, I dreamt a dream last night. I saw a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of the Midian. And it came into a tent and smote it and fell. And it overturned it. And the tent lay along, and so on. And the man said to him, he said, your dream, that what you saw is nothing but the sword of Gideon. How can you interpret a dream about bread being Gideon's sword? Because the Lord put the interpretation in the man's heart and in the man's mouth to help Gideon along. Gideon was still doubting at this time that God was going to use him, you know, to bring deliverance to Israel out of the hand of the Midianites. So when Gideon heard that, he was strengthened. Praise the Lord. So you think of a situation where somebody has spoken something to you that didn't even know your situation that well. Or maybe they did know, but they don't have the answer, but they spoke the word of God, you know. It happens all the time. So that's the situation that we are in every day, that we must find a way to find a scripture, find more scriptures, not just one. You can look for five. We told of the story of David, how he went and found five smooth stones. And then took his sling to go against Goliath. Well, I call it find five promises. And then arm yourselves with a faith. Faith can be like your sling. The stones can be like the promises. And then go out against Goliath. And you're going to get the victory in the name of the Lord. You know, so the Lord will give you victory. Let me wrap up this lesson because I want to end it right here. I don't want to be too long. Of the things that we have said, here is the summary. You must use your declarations of faith in the face of whatever situation that you're in. Not trying to succumb to the circumstances or whatever. Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You go by the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God is more certain than what you see. You know, the scripture says that. Now, sometimes we think the opposite. You know, but the things of God, you know, the things that are not seen, they are eternal. You know, but the things that are seen, you know, they are temporal. So, what you have not even seen, they are even more real than the things that you see. Why? Well, because these things are in the realm, you know, of God. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 will tell you that. Yeah. You know, it's the same place where we were reading. I believe, therefore, I've spoken. You read a little further down, you see what it says. The things that are not seen, they are eternal. The things that are seen, I mean, what you, basically he's saying, what we normally call abstract things like faith, because you think you can't see it. Well, faith is actually real, because it says it's the substance of things over there, that you can touch it and feel it. You know, so the things that you don't even see, you know, like the, you know, you haven't seen it yet, it's even more real. Those things are even more real than what you see. So never let the situation at hand, you know, dictate to you how you are going to be. No. You use your word, I mean the word of God, your faith in the word of God to declare your faith and your answer to that situation. So that's it. That's our lesson today. So I am going to pray over the room. Enough said, you know, about this. And again, it's a reminder to help us get through our day, get through your season, you know, whatever it is. Remember, the word of God called things that were not as though they were. Romans 4 and 17. God, that's how he did it in the beginning. And this word is also in your mouth. You can use this word. Jesus taught his disciples, use the word. When you see a situation that is overwhelming, this mountain that you are facing, or is in front of you, blocking, you know, your abundant life, blocking the goodness of God in your life, this mountain, Jesus says, speak to it. Well, speak to it. What do you speak to it? Well, you speak Zechariah chapter 4 and 6. He said, who art thou, O great mountain? You put your name there. He said, and you call it out. You call out the mountain. You say, well, you will become a plain. You know, you cannot block my way. I speak. And you find another scripture in Isaiah that says, you know, every mountain shall be brought low. You speak the word of God to those mountains and those situations that are daunting and overwhelming and all that stuff. You know, you speak the word of God. Here's another one. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. Isaiah 40 and 4. You speak to the mountain. And Jesus said, when you speak to that mountain, well, what then do you do next? Well, he said, you must not doubt what you said. You know, because once you doubt it, it's not going to work. Don't doubt what you said, but believe that what you said will come to pass. That's the process. And it shall come to pass. You will have it. You know, so you come out against this mountain in the name of the Lord. Zechariah 4 and 6. Not by might, not by power, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. You mountain, who are you? Before you put your name there, it will become a plain. You speak to that mountain in the name of the Lord. See, the Bible says every mountain and hill shall be brought down. You speak the word of God to it. And you don't doubt it in your heart. You believe it. You do it today, you do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon, you do it tomorrow. You do it in the evening, you do it next time. Whatever that mountain, sickness, situation, whatever. And you will get the victory in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. As we have seen many instances of declarations of faith and the answer of faith in the Word of God, today we also declare, I know that the Lord God will help me. Therefore, you know, I will not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face as a flint, and I know and am persuaded that I shall not be ashamed, for my people shall never be ashamed. Joel 2, 25 and 27. My people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. Father, give your children the confidence to know that you are with them. So when you pass through, I'm right there with you. You're coming out on the other side. Now, unto him that is able to bring you through, that's right, unto him be praise and glory. And he'll bring you through. He will bring you through. God didn't just bring us out, then to dump us somewhere for us to die in the wilderness. We are not of them that die in the wilderness. We're getting to the promised land. And we are not of them that look back. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, if you put your hands on the plow, you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. So we're not like that, you know. And he also warned them, he said, well, remember Lot's wife. She looked back and it wasn't good for her. So Jesus gave them that warning. Luke 17 and 32. So we will not look back. And we will not be defeated. We will not be diminished. We will not give up. We will not back down. We will not give in. We're able to go through and come out on the other side. God, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with every one of you. The Lord bless every one of you in Jesus' mighty name. Receive the word of God and use it. Your own advantage to get you the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.